Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Joe.
I'm Celine.
We're on the third and final day talking about the wonderful story of the Little Prince. It's a very different kind of story. It's the plot. The things that happen in the story are very different from your usual, like, fairy tale or fantastic
unreal.
Tale. Unreal, odd, strange, but in a very good way. It makes you think a lot while you're reading, and you never know what's going to happen next. Of course, we have one of our main characters. He's a man who crashed his plane in the desert, and that's where he met the Little Prince. The Little Prince comes from a planet somewhere up in space, where there are a lot of baobab trees, and one rose, who he seems like he was a little bit in love with.
Yeah.
But the rose didn't really like him back, so he left. He said, I'm leaving, I'm going to go travel, and then we'll figure things out between us. So that's where we left him. He's still feeling a little bit hurt, perhaps.
I think so.
By the rose's actions. What's going to happen next? Let's find out right now. Let's read through the story, and then we'll be back.
The Prince from Another Planet.
After we chatted so much, we were thirsty. We searched for water and found a well. While I was drinking, the prince found a snake. I shouted, "Be careful! It might bite!" He calmly answered,
"The snake said he'll take me home. I want to see my rose again."
The prince continued,
"Goodbye, pilot! Turn around so you don't cry when I leave."
I returned to my plane, but I felt very lonely. The next morning, I cried when I found the little prince's body near the well. It had snake bites on it. Now, every time I look at the stars, I think of the little prince.
Thirsty, thirsty. Please get me a glass of water. I'm thirsty. Please get me a glass of water. I'm thirsty. Search for, search for. I'm searching for a new apartment. I'm searching for a new apartment. Calmly, calmly. After the car accident, Elizabeth calmly called the police. After the car accident, Elizabeth calmly called the police. Lonely, lonely. Although Veronica lives alone, she never feels lonely. Although Veronica lives alone, she never feels lonely.
The story kicks off today by saying, after we chatted so much, we were thirsty. To chat means just to have a talk with somebody. And of course, they get thirsty. It's the desert. It's hot. It's dry. And there's not a lot of water. If you are thirsty, it means you need or want to drink something. For example, please get me a glass of water. I'm thirsty. Please get me a glass of water. I'm thirsty.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
好 chat,
better, better.
这边的意思呢就是聊天哦。我们刚刚看到了今天的第一个单字也就是 thirsty, 刚刚就老师哦他很口渴。意思呢就是口渴啦那是一个形容词。所以刚刚的例句意思呢就是请给我一杯水我好渴哦。那我们昨天的故事里呢飞行员和小王子就聊了很久嘛。那所以飞行员就说在我们聊了这么多以后我们都口渴了。But they are in the desert. What can I do?
I don't know, but sorry, this is orange juice. I asked for water.
Sorry. We'll
deal with that later.
Okay.
Anyway, it says, we searched for water and found a well. Okay, they're searching for something. If you search for something, it means you are looking around, trying to find something. You don't know where it is, so you have to go around and look for it. For example, I'm searching for a new apartment. I'm searching for a new apartment.
Can you also search online?
You can search online. You can use Google. You type in the words. That's an internet search. So you can search online. You can search in real life, too.
Search 这个动词呢，我们常常跟 for 放在一起使用，意思呢就是寻找。那刚刚的例句 I'm searching for a new apartment, 意思就是我在寻找新的公寓哦。那飞行员和小王子口很渴，所以他们就寻找水源，并找到了一口井。那这边的 well 跟你平常看到的 well 可能是不太一样的。你平常可能听到的是 he plays basketball very well， 这边是当作副词使用。但是在课文里呢，我们是当名词使用哦，意思是水井。
So they're very lucky. They found a well, which is.Celine explained, it's not the same as he plays basketball very well. It's where we have water that comes out of the ground. So they're very lucky. There's not a lot of wells in the desert because there's not a lot of water. So they just happened to find one. It says, while I was drinking, the prince found a snake. So they're sitting there having a nice glass of water. The prince finds a snake, those long reptilian animals. I guess they have some of those in the Sahara Desert.
Okay, I'm...这个课文就讲到，当我在喝水的时候，小王子发现了一只蛇 ，found a snake.
Next, this is I shouted, "Be careful! It might bite." Yes, you have to be careful. It means you have to be cautious, take precautions. It might bite. If something bites, it sinks its teeth into you. Some snakes are poisonous, so that can be very dangerous.
Yeah, 他就是大叫，他就说小心点，它可能会咬人。Be careful, 这边是祈使句的用法，所以我们直接用 be 动词开头，而不是使用主词在句子的最开头。
He calmly answered, he's calm, okay, so he's not like shouting, he's not emotional. He says, the snake said he'll take me home. I want to see my rose again. This is a talking snake. I have never met a talking snake, but this is a story, that's okay. This one can talk, and he says...He'll take me home. So take him back to the home planet. I want to see my rose again, calmly. Like I said, it's in a way that shows you are not excited, nervous, or upset. Okay, so for example, we could say, after the car accident, Elizabeth calmly called the police. After the car accident, Elizabeth calmly called the police.
OK, 我们看到了 calmly 这个字，它是从形容词 calm 来的，意思是冷静的。虽然有 L 这个字母在中间，但是这个字是不发音的哦。那加 ly 以后 ，calmly 就变成副词冷静的。那刚刚的例句意思就是 Elizabeth 在车祸后冷静地打给警察。哦，小王子冷静地回答飞行员说，这只蛇说他会带我回家。我想要再看看我的玫瑰哦。So, how's the snake going to do that?
I have no idea, but he can talk, so maybe he has some other special powers as well.
I thought Prince imagining.
I don't know, maybe it's all in his head.
Yeah.
Maybe none of this is real. Maybe it's all a dream or something.
Okay.
Let's find out. It says, the prince continued, goodbye, pilot. Turn around so you don't cry when I leave. Okay, a pilot...is somebody who flies planes for a living. If you have to fly somewhere, the person who is going to fly you through the air is the pilot. There are usually two of them in an airplane. There's the pilot and the co-pilot.
That's co-pilot.
So there's two of them working together to fly the plane safely through the air. He says, turn around so you don't cry when I leave. So just turn so you don't have to watch me leave, so you don't get emotional and shed tears and things like that, because it's...So sad, yeah, sad to see him go.
Okay, 讲这个故事的人呢，我们都知道是这个那个坠机的飞行员嘛 ，pilot 就是飞行员哦。那小王子就继续说，再见了，飞行员。转过身去，这样我离开的时候你才不会哭。这个 turn around 就是转过身的意思，就是你把身体转过去。 Oh no, now the story has become a sad one.
It's gone from weird to sad.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen next? It says, I returned to my plane, so this is the pilot now, but I felt very lonely. Yes, lonely. If you're lonely, it means you're unhappy because you have no friends or people to talk to. It's because you are alone. Mm-hmm. Alone, lonely. You can see the similarities between those words. We could say, although Veronica lives alone, she never feels lonely. Okay, so she's by herself, but she doesn't feel lonely. One more time, although Veronica lives alone, she never feels lonely.
Okay, lonely 呢虽然有 ly, 但是它不是副词哦，它是一个形容词，意思是孤单的、寂寞的。那刚刚句子意思就是呢，虽然 Veronica 自己一个人住，但是她从来不觉得孤单。Alone and lonely look alike. What's the difference?
Alone just means you are definitely by yourself. There's nobody around you. Mm-hmm. But you can be alone by yourself, but not feel like there are no friends or family mm-hmm. or good people in your life. So it is possible to be alone, to be by yourself, but at that time you can still remember, well, I do have friends. They're just not here right now. Yeah. I'm just by myself right now. Later I'll go meet up with my friends and I will not feel lonely.
嗯，好，我懂了。Alone 呢，就是没有其他人跟你在一起这样的状态。但是 lonely 是心理上感觉寂寞，所以你可能会自己一个人，但是你不一定会觉得寂寞哦。那客文里的飞行员就说，我回到我的飞机那里，不过我觉得很孤单。
Okay, so he was feeling very lonely. He was both alone and lonely.
Mm-hmm.
He was both of those things. The next morning, I cried when I found a little prince's body near the well. Okay, now it's gotten officially very sad. He gets up the next morning, he cries because he finds the little prince's body near the well. So the place where they went to get the water, the prince's body is there. If we say you find someone's body, it means they are no longer alive.
Uh-huh.
It means they are dead. If they're just sleeping, you would not say, I found their body. You would say, I found them. I found the person.
Okay.
They found the body. That means the little prince is
dead. Okay, 隔天早上呢就发现呢什么呢这个飞行员就说当我在水井旁边发现小王子的尸体的时候我哭了这个 body 呢通常我们要在讲你找到一个人的 body 的时候那个 body 指的都是尸体的意思哦
How did the little prince die? It says it had snake bites on it. It is the body of the little prince. It had the bites. Remember we warned you snakes are poisonous. They can bite you. It might bite. Well,It did, and apparently that was the end of the little prince.
嗯，他的身体上，这个小王子的身体上，他有蛇的咬痕。那这句话里的 bite 是名词，跟前面这个 it might bite 是不一样的。那意思是咬过的痕迹。I guess that means the snake really took him home.
Yeah, I guess in his own way, that snake fulfilled his promise. He kept his promise to take him home, sort of. Well,Lastly, the article says here, now every time I look at the stars, I think of the little prince. So he still remembers him. He still lives on in a certain way because he looks at the stars and he remembers, the little prince that he met from another planet.
嗯，所以呢，这飞行员就说，现在每当我看着星星，我都会想到小王子哦。那 every time 刚好是今天的快译通，那就请快译通老师替我们讲解一下吧。
英文
快通 ，Oh yeah！
大家好，我是 Eunice。Eunice， 我啊每天都觉得好想睡觉哦，可是要上班都不得不早起。今天 Eunice 要跟大家分享的快译通就是跟每天有关。大家都知道每天是 every day， 像是我刚刚开头所说的那句话，我就可以说。I feel sleepy every day. I feel sleepy every day. 在这里的 every day 是分开的两个字，也就是 every 加 day. Every day 是个时间副词片语，可以摆在句首或者是句尾以修饰整句话。那如果把 every day 合起来变成一个字的话，就会变成形容词，意思是每天的，用来修饰名词。像是 everyday life 日常生活 everyday conversation 日常对话 everyday activity, 日常活动。今天的快译通另外一个重点就是 every time 的用法。Every time 是两个分开的字，意思是每次，可以用来当时间副词。举例来说， I won't help you every time. I won't help you every time. 我不会每次都帮你。那 every time 也可以用来当连接词使用。举例来说， I won't help you every time you get into trouble. I won't help you every time you get into trouble.我不会在你每次惹上麻烦之后都帮你。在这个句子中的 every time 是个连接词，用来连接 I won't help you 和 you get into trouble 这两个子句。那这句话也可以换句话说变成 I won't help you whenever you get into trouble. Whenever 意思是不论何时，在这里也可以当连接词使用。好啦，今天的快译通还挺简单的，对吧？那就赶快派上用场吧，我们下次见喽，拜拜。
So over the past few days, we've been learning all about this at times wonderful, at times strange, and at times very sad story. Another very interesting thing about the author, now his name is Saint-Exupéry, if you want to look this up, he actually died in a plane crash.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's kind of one of those coincidences.
Prince?
Yeah, is he actually the little prince? Did he know this was going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
He was a very special writer, of course. There was no one who wrote in his particular style. This story, stories like this were never presented in that way before he came along. So in a way, yes, the story is a very sad one. We are dealing with the death of one of the characters.This kind of cute little prince who just wants to go home to see the rose. But if you look kind of below the surface, there are a lot of lessons that we can learn from it. And that's what all good stories do. So you might want to check out this book and read through the whole thing if you can to get the full story. You won't regret it.
Yeah, there are so many characters in the story. You have to check it out.
Yes, this was just a very short recap of it. And we do hope you have enjoyed learning about it.So, until next time, for A-Plus English, I'm Joe.
And I'm Celine.
Goodbye.
Bye.
A-Plus 小聚会
Let's prepare our cameras and take a lot of pictures.
Let's prepare our cameras and take a lot of pictures.
Hello, happy to see you here in 小聚会。人生一场啊，看个演唱会能够目睹偶像次数能有多少呢？ Vina 我绝对不会放过这好好拍照的机会。Let's prepare our cameras and take a lot of pictures. 一起把相机准备好，然后拍很多很多的照片吧。Let 就是 let us, 让我们一起或一同做某事的意思。Let's go on a picnic together. 我们一起去野餐吧。记住哦 ,let 后面的动词啊要原形，像今天的小聚会就是 prepare, 准备这个原形动词。相机呢就是 camera, 复数的话请毫不犹豫的加上 s,
C-A-M-E-R-A-S。
因为啊你的朋友们省手一台相机，所以要记得用复数哦。Take a picture or take some photos, 就是指拍照。Picture 和 photo 都是可数名词。因此啊，若是要描述一些或是很多这类的数量词啊，就可以用 some 一些 ，a lot of 或是 lots of 很多。I got some concert tickets. 我有一些演唱会的门票。门票可以数，因此你也可以说 a lot of tickets or lots of tickets. OK, 又到了我们的练习时间喽。Let's prepare our cameras and take a lot of pictures. 小聚会 ，I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Let's prepare our cameras and take a lot of pictures.
Let's prepare our cameras and take a lot of pictures.
The Prince from Another Planet.
After we chatted so much, we were thirsty. We searched for water and found a well. While I was drinking, the Prince found a snake. I shouted...Be careful! It might bite! He calmly answered,
The snake said he'll take me home. I want to see my rose again.
The prince continued,
Goodbye, pilot. Turn around so you don't cry when I leave.
I returned to my plane, but I felt very lonely. The next morning, I cried when I found the little prince's body near the well. It had snake bites on it. Now, every time I look at the stars, I think of the little prince.
Thirsty, thirsty. Please get me a glass of water. I'm thirsty. Please get me a glass of water. I'm thirsty. Search for, search for. I'm searching for a new apartment. I'm searching for a new apartment. Calmly, calmly. After the car accident, Elizabeth calmly called the police. After the car accident, Elizabeth calmly called the police. Lonely, lonely. Although Veronica lives alone, she never feels lonely. Although Veronica lives alone, she never feels lonely.